Well, Jeff, we want to take a couple of minutes here at this National Farm Machinery Show to visit with you. John Deere, just a fabulous presence here at this show again this year.
It's been wonderful to see the response of the crowd, and with so many new offerings from John Deere, it's just been exciting to see people's reaction to how they can incorporate this on their own operations.
Well, we want to spend some time talking about the OptiGrow systems that John Deere is offering. What's this all about?
Well, John Deere AgriServices is a new division of Deere that focuses on information. And OptiGrow is an aerial remote sensing program that allows folks for the first time, really, to look at crop stress in time to do something about it this season.
Wow. What's going to attract the producer to this?
Well, you know, we've always had our crop scouts looking at the field, and they've been saying, you know, how can I be more effective? How can I tell the farmer exactly what's going on? They can't really listen to the crop, but OptiGrow gives them the ability to focus their attention on a part of the field where the crop's telling them, and all they needed was OptiGrow to interpret it, what was going on. Let them decide then what to do about that problem. Tell the farmer then, how do I get that into a prescription? And OptiGrow comes to the rescue again, and right into the sprayer, out and fix the problem in less than a week.
So how best does a producer put this system to work on his farm?
Well, you know, as in difference to a lot of what they buy from John Deere, they might buy OptiGrow from their John Deere dealer, but most likely they'll probably get it from the guy they're already buying their seed and their pesticide and their fertilizer from. And those OptiGrow VARs are the guys to call. They know what's going on with crops. They also know what to put on the crop in order to respond to the stresses that are in there that they identify with OptiGrow.
Are you seeing this catching on in any particular part of the country, or is this kind of across the board?
Well, we rolled out OptiGrow initially in cotton country in the Mid-South, and we've been operating there for a few years with tremendous response. We've been moving it up slowly in the Midwest. 2007 will be the second year we've offered it in the Midwest, and also at a scale that a lot of farmers can adapt to it in their local area.
This is just really technology that's... It just amazes me at what we're able to do, and I would imagine that there are a number of farmers that are amazed at what we're able to do now.
Well, you know, the thing is, the government's been using remote sensing since the 60s when we tried to look at what the wheat crop in Russia was doing. Now, OptiGrow offers them the opportunity to get the image when they want it, turned around very, very quickly in a couple of days, and then take action on it right away. And that's what we've been waiting for with imagery, is to be able to find and make in-season cropping changes.
Jeff, what was it that told Deere & Company that this is the direction that we need to be taking a look at?
Well, when AgriServices was put into business just a couple of years ago, they looked at how can we help maximize production? How can we optimize the things that farmers are using? And we do a lot with equipment, but there's information that the equipment can act on that there was a void. And so AgriServices made the decision to look at aerial imaging as a quick turnaround, consistently collected data source that farmers could use easily, cheaply, and repeatedly throughout a growing season.
Farmers that are putting this technology to work on their farms, what are they saying about it?
They're saying, boy, I didn't know that I only needed to put on this product in the part of the field. I can get by with only a fraction of the expense if I put it on just where the crop needs it, because the crop's telling me what conditions it's in, rather than over across the whole field.
What's it going to take for this to really just kind of become the norm in a farming operation?
Well, it really doesn't take a whole lot of integration, because if you already have the Ag Management Solutions GPS-based equipment on your equipment, or maybe you're one of those guys that don't have green and you're using something competitive, that's fine. The OptiGrow system still works with those control systems as well. But the key is to utilize the information in season to make those cropping differences.
Jeff, are we overlooking any part of this system that you'd like to mention?
Well, you just mentioned a little while ago, Dave, how easy it can be, and that's the key is don't think of this as high-tech, pie-in-the-sky stuff that you can't use on your farm. Whether you're using it on just 80 acres of your farm or you want to get an image over the entire farm network that you have in your county, you can just do that as easy with OptiGrow one way or another.